Morning, everybody, and welcome. And we're glad that you chose to join us today on this holiday weekend. I did not really expect a large attendance, but I am certainly happy for those of you who have chose to join us. I do have a lot of different things to go over before we open the floor to questions, but I'd like to go around the room since the audience is not too large and let everybody just say hello and give their first name. Area code 404, your first name and a big hello.
Greetings. Hello. I love all of you. Agent B1 here.
Agent B1. Okay. Now I have a blank, and it's either Chrissy or Freddie Bean. So come in who it is. Say hello.
Hi, it's Freddie. Good morning.
Okay. Area code 954, your first name and a big hello.
Big hello from Mickey.
Morning, Mickey.
Morning.
Area code 630, 630, just your first name and a big hello. Okay, 630 is either muted or at this point in time remains to remain totally anonymous, not a problem at all. Good morning, 978, 978, your first name and a hello.
Donald here, good morning all.
Morning, brother. Area code, oh, I know who this is. Wait a minute. Freddie Bean fell off the map. She'll have to come back. All right. Good morning, 337. Sneakers.
Good morning, everyone. It's Donna, a.k.a. Sneakers.
Do me a favor, Sneakers. Call my future and tell her to get in here, will you?
All righty.
Thank you so much. Area code 703, 703, good morning.
Hi, it's Anna.
Hey, Anna. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to you. Now,
you.
Did you request to talk to someone, or did someone request to talk to you?
Yeah, actually, I was just looking at that. Somebody did request to talk to me, and it's always fine. So,
hey, you decide if you're ready, okay?
I'm ready.
And
I am.
If you want to ask me any questions about the person, stay on the call at the end.
Okay. Thank you.
Good. All right. So it looks like Freddie is back in the hoof. Freddie, are you back in the group?
Yes, I'm back.
All right. Welcome again. So that would leave us with area code 845-845. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, this is Neil. Good morning, everyone.
All right. As you can see, we are missing my squeeze, and we're missing Sleeping Beauty, and we're missing Cheryl. Now, Deanna's going to jump in and say hello at some point, but, of course, she's off to another whatever, and that's all good. That's what happens when you get better. But she's still running the treasury, and she's still helping everybody with the new chill, and she's still here helping me all the time. So we got that all in. Now let me read you a nice email from someone we were all concerned about. Hi, Mel. Everything went great. It couldn't have gone. Thank you for all the prayers. I know they made a difference. They found a growth that was wrapped around and cutting off a package of food, and they have been backing up for a long time. I am being well taken care of. God bless you, Mel. Cheryl. So the latest update from Cheryl is last evening at 7:43, and it appears after the third surgery she's doing a little bit better. Oh, by the way, Anna... Anna?
Yes.
Vanessa's AAA, buddy. AAA.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
You'll enjoy her, Anna. She'll help you more than you're going to help her.
Oh, really? Well, good. I need all the help I can
get.
Really?
All right, everybody. So, now let's try to get on to some other stuff. All right, over to the website and to the forum where I'm going to do some excerpts from a post that I made that reminded me of posts that Karen makes. And I started laughing when I saw how long it was, and so I kind of brought it to an end before it got out of hand. And it's in the thread, Let's Help Mel Move Together. Well, what I did today was I told everybody a live update on my status from my mind, where I am, where I'm headed, and the few days that are left between the time that I need to get there and leave here. I talked about the challenges that remain, such as packing and all these other things that really come along with the move, that I think as the older you get, it could be a little more difficult because you've got to let go of more things. With that being said, I've been uncluttering and giving things that I know that I'm not going to be taking with me to people who have cared about me in this area and have done things for me in my time of need. So it feels good that the things that I once cherished are now going to people that I do cherish. I also thank everybody who sent any contribution at any size, because it all adds up and it all meant a lot to me, because I just didn't have the money to make this move without help. Then it talks about next week. Well, let's talk about this weekend. I'm going to make myself extremely available in the next 3 days, and that includes Monday Labor Day. I mean, I got a menu for myself, all that good stuff, but I'm going to keep myself wrapped around this computer and phone from 6 in the morning until I need a nap around 1 o'clock. Then I'll be done, but I'll be here for a lot of hours on Sunday. I'll be here again on Monday, and I'll be back the following week, okay? Next week's coaching hours are going to be the same, except I expanded Mondays an hour. September 8th, we will have a conference call, and September 9th, we will have a prayer meeting. September 11th through the 15th, guys, I will have extremely limited availability. There will not be a conference call on the 15th because I'm not positive that I'll have my computer and all the technical stuff that needs to be hooked up at that point. I do believe at this point, if all is well, we will have prayer meeting on the 16th. Now, you don't have to remember any of this thing because it's in your email box and it's the top thread in the forum. But I thought I'd share it with you and put it on a tape, so people who will be listening to the call that might not necessarily like read a lot will get this as well. So I thank all of you for listening, and I thank all of you for reading the message. And I said, God bless you all, and I am very grateful to you all, and pray each morning in the dark on my terrace for your health's restoration. All righty. So let's get out of here. All right. Let's go on with, a lot of the new people are posting prior to reading. And all I ask of new people is that before you make a post, you read the rules, and that you read the last 3 or 4 days of what's going back and forth within the community. And instead of always starting a brand new thread to ask a question, see if you can find a thread that has similar questions in it. All righty. That's read before posting. And then, last but not least, both my Ellens start with a capital letter. Capital L, capital M. All righty. I've got most of it covered, I believe. Now, again, for all you new folks, let me reiterate something that I don't really do a whole lot of all the time, but it's been brought to my attention that I need to do this just a little bit more. Oh boy. A whole bunch more joined us and welcome. You know, I hope you all realize I'm not a doctor. I've taken modeling pictures in doctor's uniforms, but I am not a doctor. And what we do here is we tell you about a protocol that has since evolved, but that I used to get well, and since I've gotten well, other people, many other people, hundreds of other people have used to restore their health as well. Also, we tell you that, you know, we're not suggesting you do anything. We're giving you an opportunity to make a decision on your own if you'd like to attempt to try this. So, bear that in mind, okay, that these decisions are all up to you. I'm trying to present the information. Those who choose to utilize it, fine, and those who don't, well, God bless you anyway. So, I think with that being said, I've talked enough to start off today. So the first person I'd like to bring in is my most favorite woman. Come on, Little Texas. Oh, I muted her.
I'm going to jump in here, but I'm not sure I'm your favorite right now. But
Oh, don't give me that, you.
I was late.
Listen, we'll have that discussion in private. Say something nice to all the folks, will you?
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here and then thinking about the new people a lot and thinking about people who may listen to this later on for a long time a lot. And just if you're new or you're listening, decide what you're going to do. Just know you're in a good place with a very loving community, a lot of great information. There's just be easy on yourself. If you don't think you can just understand it all at once, nobody does. But just keep on just letting it seep in a little at a time and reaching out. And just know a lot of people have gotten well. And I am so close. I'm getting very excited. And it can happen. So that's,
thanks, Karen.
That's what I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you very much. Now we're going up the ladder today. And the next person who I'm joined, I'm very happy that she's joined us. I'm sorry to hear about her mother, but I'm happy to hear that she is communicating with other people from the website to this day. So if you have anything positive to say, Joyce, speak up. And welcome, honey.
Anything positive to say, I do indeed. I'm just real glad to be back here. I've missed you guys. And, I don't know, Mel, what would I do without you? You know, just prodding me every once in a while. And so I thought I'd better check in, and yeah, that's what. Okay.
Well, we're glad you chose to join us today, and I hope that there's a question that was in the back of your mind that someone else will ask and that someone will answer. But welcome, Joyce. All right. One of my favorite Arabian Nights, Catherine from the Desert.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me? I thought I was on mute.
No, you're not muted. Not now.
Okay. I don't have any questions right now. I did have one concern. I was thinking about an air purifier for my bedroom. Do you recommend that?
Well, I have an old air purifier from the days when I was partnered with my friend Richard when we owned Auric Floor Care Center here in Reno. And I had two of them at one time, and I haven't used them in a really long time. That's one of the items that I'm looking, you know, to give to someone who will carry it out of here. But the girls, a lot of the girls have been using these ozone machines and other stuff. And so let me ask Karen first to answer what she's doing, and then anyone else who's used an air purifier of any kind, hit star 5, and after Karen, we'll let you speak the Catherine of the Desert. Come on in again, the girl with the very, very, very long hair.
Yeah, the fake long hair wig. I love that wig. Okay.
They know it's a wig, dear. They know it just wasn't the cold water.
yeah, well, if only. Okay, but anyway, yeah, the air quality. I have spent a fortune on just those little air cleaning machines. You know, I mean, I think Lowe's stock went up a couple of points when I went and bought one for every room. And you have to change the filter all the time. And the only thing I really saw that that accomplished was that, you know, sometimes you'll see those little floaty air particles flying around. And it did suck those out of the room. Okay, my laundry room, I felt like it was had there was an advantage in that room because, you know, there's some dust that flies no matter how much you vacuum the filter. Okay, so, but the thing that's helped me the most has been an ozone machine, and that was a dramatic difference. I purchased one when I first got sick, and it was not very strong, and I thought this was a big waste of money. It had a pretty little wooden case. Then I dropped it and had to throw it away. And then I learned about the more powerful ones, and now they've evolved since I bought mine. But mine was strong. It was called, it was from a place called Forever Ozone, and the people are wonderful there. And now they've got it to where they have fans built in and everything. But when I bought one, it had been maybe a couple of years ago. It almost looks like something somebody made in their garage, and you have to put a fan behind it. And you can't stay in your house when you use it, or you can put it in a room and, like, close the doors, put towels on the doors. You have to air it out because you're not going to be in the room. But it does. I mean, if you've got a room that's problematic, I mean, it'll knock out things that you feel like all those things we know we feel, okay? Another thing that I've used that I think is real, real powerful is somebody came on. I mean, I learned it from listening to a conference call here. Somebody had figured out to put the WPS undiluted, or I put a little tiny bit of water in bowls and stick it in the middle of the room, close the doors, you know, and that does knock a lot out too. So then the other thing that I found that is very, very helpful, and I broke down and bought a diffuser, and it's so pretty, it lights up, worth it. But with the essential oils and the three packs the three I use are from Kathy's suggestions, because I've used different ones, but these really make the biggest difference, at least in my house, are the geranium, clove bud, and citronella combination. And I put it pretty strong, and that makes a huge difference. So, and I've also found that vacuuming a lot and alternating those things makes the biggest difference. Before, I was vacuuming walls, I was vacuuming ceilings. My sheetrock is sagging a little bit in my bedroom because I would get up there and scrub it. I mean, it was, you know, the usual crazy things we all do. But the things that work the best, in my opinion, are the WPS, the diffused oil, the ozone machine, and I forgot what else I said. I think the
that's all right. Let me stop you here, Karen, and just say thing. You will really love your ozone machine, and it comes with certain restrictions, just like using WPS would come with certain restrictions.
You gotta be careful.
Now, right. And you have to be careful. You don't want to bleach out a carpet because you spilled 40 drops of each into the carpet. Okay? But then you talk about the essential oils. And I got to say, my experience with the essential oils, which I didn't use until Karen told me or showed me or told me, explained to me how to do it. But I had them because Kathy sent them to me. Well, in July, I had a spider in my home every day but twice. In August, I saw only two spiders all month. My house smells great, so I put in a spray bottle, and now I'm using it as cologne, because if you mix certain oils, they help relax you, and you spray them on the back of your neck, you smell good, and WPS and or the essential oils are very inexpensive to utilize. An ozone machine is probably, if you can afford it, a nice alternative, but would only be an additive to something that you have lesser expensive ways to do it. Is that a fair assumption, Karen?
Yes, and the thing that I would just like to add in is that there's a lot of information out there about people spraying things, because I know people are going to be listening to this later and they don't have, you know, that we now know not to use a lot of chemicals because that makes it worse with this toxic diseases. But what happens a lot of times, and this is what happened to me, is whenever you first get sick, it could be the vector that bites you. Normally you're going to say, you know, dear God, something's in my house, bite me, you know, call the exterminator, get out the poison. And I did a lot of research, and I found this thing about triple insecticide that you're not even supposed to use together. You have to buy it from professional places. And I told another website about it, used it, and sprayed it like crazy. And that's whenever I got extremely sick. So if you have a toxic disease, that's very toxic. So the things that we're talking about using that people on this site use that work real well are not going to hurt you, like toxic residual getting in your body. But you do have to be careful with how you breathe in certain things, like the ozone machine, and like you're not going to put your face right over it, some real smoke and WPS combo, you know. So I would say don't ever use insecticides. The stuff that, like those essential oils and everything, are just so powerful. You sprayed stuff for your spiders, I'm sure, before, and look at what happened with you, Mel. I mean, that's the best result you've had when you started using the essential oils. I think that says a lot.
Well, I remember in the early days when I first moved in here, I had to spray with something that really wasn't good for me, but I was able to go out those days for the amount of hours it took. Okay? And it was a nuisance. Okay? Well, I have three little plastic containers that I don't know what actually came in them originally, but I would say some kind of side of a dressing. And so I took, nobody laugh, I took a Heine wipe, that's what I call them, those wipe things, and I poured 10 drops of the two oils that I really love, because I just love the way I feel and love the smell. That was the geranium and the citronella. And then I put an ice cube in, and I placed one in the living room, one in the bedroom, one in the office. And this is like over 1,200 square foot here. They don't build apartments this size anymore. But anyway, I was amazed that not only did it smell good, did the house smell good, but the spiders didn't really care for it at all. And, man, that really made me happy, because it would be horrible to get bit in the last month or so that I'm living here. So, you know, I think that answered a lot. Does anybody else have anything they want to say on clearing the air, cleaning the air? Now's the time to do it. All right. Well, in order to kind of stay in order, I should have known. Come in, sneakers. You're not muted. You just think you are.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to confirm what Karen's saying. I was. I do agree with the ozone, and I do agree with the essential oils, and you can buy the diffusers for very inexpensive at Walmart. As far as the ozone, I was lucky enough that my husband used to sell ozone machines, so I had that in my possession to begin with, and so that really has helped a lot. Another thing that people might consider if they live in a hot and humid area, I know air conditioning should get rid of a lot of your humidity, but if you do have a dehumidifier, I found that helped as well.
That not only will help in the conditioning, but a dehumidifier will help cool your place and help prevent mold development.
Exactly.
So, I mean, those are really big time. That's something to consider for those who live. Now, Catherine of the Desert, she's an Arab lady. You know, she don't have to worry about the mold. Only the rattlesnakes. All right, we got one more person who wants to help you here, Catherine. Let's see now. Mickey, come on in, Mickey.
I just
I just wanted to ask Karen, how many WPS drops would you put out in the house in a bowl?
Well, I'm going to answer that because it would depend on the size of the room. That would be number one. Okay, so Mickey, let's do, you know, your dimensions on a call, just the two of us.
Okay.
Be my treat, honey. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, so you call me tomorrow morning anytime before I break for breakfast at around 10:30 before prayer, and I'll answer that question based on the dimensions you give me.
Thank you.
And I've never, I don't want to become a scientist or a doctor, so I'd rather do that privately, not recorded, that when somebody blows their house up because they didn't, had to have brain fog, I don't get sued. You know what I mean, Bean? Not laughing. All right. Nobody's laughing. All right. That's it. Catherine, come on. Somebody laugh, please. Catherine of the Desert.
We're all muted.
Well, not everybody's muted, just those who are making noise. Catherine of the Desert, would you like to say that's good? Or no, you wouldn't need more?
No, that was very helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay, remember, Kath, if you didn't write it down, you can just listen again next Wednesday or Thursday. We're going to get this information up as quick as possible because the closer we get to the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, the less available I'll be. So, good, Catherine. I'm glad we were able to help you.
All right, now,
yes?
The geranium and the citronella, you say it's so good to mix together, and you put an ice cube in it. Is that all you put? You don't put any other oil or water with it?
No, the ice cube melts. It saturates the cloth. The cloth has been saturated with this combo. The whole room starts to smell good. It's just wonderful. I mean,
so just
it's so
use an
simple.
Ice cube with
Kelly.
It.
Excuse me?
Just an ice cube with it, nothing else.
Right, now all of them must sit under a lamp so that there's a little bit more heat, so it helps it rise, I think, into the air.
That sounds good. I want to try that. Thank you.
You're welcome very much. Like I said, run out and get a few salads with sides of dressings, and you'll have the little makings, these little plastic cups, to work with.
Okay.
All righty. All right, now we're going to jump back down here because I think this person either joined late, got knocked out once, but we're glad she's here. And I think I know who this is. 520, your first name and a question.
This is Ruby, but
hey,
I'm just going to pass.
Okay, do we have 520 twice? No, only once. 52, is that, you say Ruby?
Pass, yes. But there are two of us.
Do you have any questions?
No, but there are 2520s, and I'd like to meet that other person.
No, I don't see it, but I'm looking. No, someone else just thought they were 520, which can happen sometimes when you first get ill. You know that. But nice that you're here, Ruby. Really, it is, honey. I know who you are.
Thank you.
All right, I laugh because I really do know you all. Anyway, we're going to move up. Chrissy came in a little bit behind. Okay, she must have been calming the dog down. Chris, come in.
Hi there. I just wanted to say to Catherine of the Desert, you can also get wee ceramic things that you can put on top of light bulbs. And when you turn on the lamp, the heat of the light bulb would, diffuse the essential oil. So that's also a very cheap way of doing that. And I also wanted to say that I agreed with Karen in terms of insecticide or pesticide. I had used a very common flea spray a few years ago called Indirex that's sold here, and it's got permethrin in it, and that's an absolute no-no. It made me very, very, very ill. I sprayed it, and I did all the things, and I went away for hours and hours. About 6 hours, you know, but it didn't matter. The very fact that I sprayed it, that it was in the atmosphere, then it totally flared this illness up. So in my research on permethrin, I found that people that are immunocompromised shouldn't be around it. And you know, I think we definitely are. So, and what it does for, in my research, I've seen about Lyme disease, it would bring any kind of co-infections or any illnesses up to the surface. You know, it finds, you know, if because the it's a toxin, and it'll bring all the poison up to the, you know, the poison will encourage the illness to come to the surface and flourish and basically have a little party at your own expense. So please, anybody that's listening, don't use permethrin at any point. And if you have to use it, I would say, you know, get someone else to do it, and I would stay away for as long as you possibly can, but never spray it yourself. I feel very strongly about letting people know that. Okay, thanks.
Well, thank you very much. All right, we're going to keep moving up the ladder, and we'll come back to the person who just joined us at the end and welcome whoever that is. All right, let's talk to another one from the other side of the ocean, Freddie Bean. Now just say a few more words than hello, please. Well, that was certainly a few words. Welcome, Freddie Bean from England, and I was really enjoyed talking with you one-on-one, where it was wonderful that you were able to open up. And at some point in time, Freddie, I'll bet you open up here too. All right, we're going to keep moving up the ladder now. Ah, a brother from another mother. Good morning, Neil. I don't have you muted.
Hello, good morning.
Neil. Have you muted?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Morning, buddy.
Hi, everyone. Am I coming in okay today?
You're coming in just fine. Do you have a question or something you'd like to say to the group?
Not on the topic of essential oils, but I was wondering, first of all, I read your post this morning, and it was just, I thought it was just great, and I hope you're settled in nicely.
Well, not yet. I got, you know, 12 days of nightmarish packing and running back and forth. I can enter the new apartment on the 11th. The movers are coming on the 14th. On the 13th, the Salvation Army is coming by to pick up whatever we're not taking that's still here. On the 12th, I have seven friends and three trucks, two cars, and we're going to try to move all the small art and the kitchen and the bathrooms ourselves so that I can save money with the big movers. So it's kind of hectic, but it's all good because Karen says that it's energizing me, but she can't understand it.
You're surrounded by love, that's for sure.
Any questions?
I was just wondering. Excuse me? I was wondering about the immune pulse, and right now, you know, I started, I guess, about 5 months ago, and wondering if that's something that you ever put into the protocol.
Yeah, we do. And we and John might put it in at a different time than I do, okay? But I have a specific reason, okay? I want someone to say to me, Mel, I'm 100%. And I'll say, okay, order immune pulse. And if you order a round of immune pulse and nothing happens, you are 100%. And if you order a round of immune pulse and things do happen, well, we're going to talk a little bit, but we're not going to use anything else other than what we were doing. And we're going to use immune pulse the way it was designed. Immune pulse to me is like an atom bomb of our type of medicine. And it's only necessary to test one when you feeling that they need to be tested. And like I said, it comes with explicit directions, which are way different than the way we take our protocol. So I don't even want anyone to think about it until they think they're 100%. And then if they feel the need to take this test to prove it to themselves, good, we'll talk about exactly what to do. And I'll put you right with John, okay?
Okay.
That's the answer, bro. I would not take immune pulse ever early. It's not the right way to go.
Thank you for that.
Remember,
I appreciate it.
Slow and steady, guys. Slow and steady.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Area code 70370. You're welcome, buddy. I'm really happy you and Donald are coming to every call. You guys are guaranteed to get better. I mean, really, guaranteed. All right, Anna, another one who's going to get there because she seeks the knowledge. And those who have the knowledge are the ones who get well. Come on in, Anna.
Okay, yeah, I have a question. Thank you, Mel. In regards to green tea, I've been doing some research. Green tea.
Okay, I'll go back in the days when I was sick. And green tea.
But I haven't completely asked the question yet.
Okay.
My question is in regards to its benefits if you should take the decaffeinated green tea, because we probably should, I think, avoid caffeine right now. But the green tea has so many benefits. I just am concerned that when they decaffeinate it, it may remove some of its antioxidants. And I was just wondering what you recommend.
The only time I ever gave up coffee, and it wasn't on a daily basis that I gave it up, I allowed myself one cup of coffee twice a week when I was sick. And the rest of the time, we didn't know about all the other herbal teas and the wonderful things that are out there for you. Because we really didn't know as much 14 years ago as we do today about herbs. But I drank regular green tea every single day, including the days I allowed myself the one cup of coffee. And the benefits way outweigh. And green tea will not wire you the way coffee does. It just doesn't happen.
Okay. That's good to know. Then I will stick to the regular.
There you go.
Thank you.
If you have any personal issues because your body is different, just get a hold of me and we'll talk about it and we'll get John involved and we'll get some of the people that are using the other teas. But if you put tea, just the word T-E-A, in the search engine, and when I tell you to use our search engine, everyone, I always say fewest words are best because every word you use will be picked up by the engine and any comment ever made with that word will be brought forth. That's not the material you're looking for. So put in tea, and everything that comes up should really help you on other options.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, moving right along. Donna Shines, here she is. Sneak is at the head of the stretch, leading the pack. Go ahead and unmute yourself, Donna.
Oh, I am. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you wanted me to just say something. I don't have any questions at this time, and I just wanted to tell everyone, you know, hang on to this protocol because I'm living proof that it works.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And now let's go ahead and move up into the New England area. I believe that's correct. Good morning, Donald.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for all to everybody. My question is, my eyes have been really bothering me with dryness, and I've been getting a lot of debris out of my eyes. You recommended going with the Solvent Silver, and I wanted to know how many drops per eye, please.
Okay, well, I put one drop every day in my eye, each eye now, and two drops in my nose, and I think that when I was sick, again, we didn't have sovereign silver back then. We had a different kind of silver. And I didn't use it in my eyes back then because I didn't know how effective it was going to be. But I would say that if you're having a hard time, that if we increase the drop, we might increase the aggravation. And if it's troubling you a little now, doubling up might not be the best answer. Might be better to go slow and steady and let it work through the process. Because if it's an issue, and it must be, because you wouldn't bring it up if it wasn't, then maybe the effects that we're using at the moment are enough. I would do it twice a day in your situation, or when I was sick. And again, if you put just the word eyes, in the search engine, it'll bring up everything that was ever written about eyes. You can read a whole bunch of people's different ideas and thoughts and the ones that work for people and then see if you can't formulate what you think might work best for you. Because there are options. We have allowed people to put up options to what I did based on the fact that they worked on the majority of people. Hope that answered the question.
That did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Nice to have you with us too, brother. All right, area code 630, would you like to say hello? Or are we still not ready? Not a problem. All right. Is that you, 630? Just sort of cleared your throat before we all knew you were here? All right, we're good. I guess so. All right, here we go. Area code. Mickey. It's Mickey, 950. Good morning.
Hi there. I'm curious, does weight play a factor at all in the amount of WPS drops to reach? I know it's 14 total drops. I mean, like a 90-pound person or a 200-pound person, should all be the same, correct?
Well, you know, if you look at the guiding principles and it says everybody's body is different,
mm-hmm.
then we have a max where we don't want you to really go above it unless you talk to me.
I was just going to say, then I will talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, let me give some insight, a little insight. Anyway.
Thank you.
First of all, let's talk about weight. The most incredible thing I've noticed in the 10 years is that some people put on 40 pounds and some people lose 30 pounds. And it's totally, you know, I can't explain why. I wish I could. Okay? I don't know that John can explain why, but he probably could. And we should ask him when he's around next time. But what I did know is that whenever the people got well, they sort of recaptured what they had lost to a balance that wasn't even there before. When I got well, I lost 48 pounds, and I've been hovering around 225, trying to get myself down into the 190s, having an awful hard time. But where I'm moving is backing up to a wildlife preserve with walking trails. So I got a feeling that my curiosity is going to drag me out and get me walking a lot more. Now, the weight factor. Yeah, I mean, some people have gone beyond 14 drops, but honest, their body was different than mine, and yes, they probably did weigh over 200 pounds. But I don't know that John and I, after 10 years, think that there's any benefit to the body beyond a certain amount of drops, and that why, you know, do something that's not going to be beneficial. But again, depending on the body type and how much someone does weigh, yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Anybody who ever needs help on that, you contact me when it comes to anything to do with WPS. All right.
I wanted to ask you a question about something you said earlier, but the phone cut off that second. You said we're talking about capital letters, and I missed what you said. Something about capital letters.
Oh, yes. When using the words lime and Morgellons, those words start with capital.
Thank you.
Oh, no, my pleasure. All right. Come in, Agent B1. B1, come in.
Awful reception here, but hello.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
Thankful, grateful, blessed.
Okay, well.
Because of the community. That's it.
Okay, well, thank you very much, B1, and we hope everything is okay. As you now know, I've been trying to talk to you for days, so you stick around at the end of this call, please.
Okay.
All right. Some oldies but goodies or late arrivals, but please, don't apologize. We're just happy you got here to join us. Come in, full moon in Manhattan. Come in, full moon in Manhattan.
Hello, everybody.
Hello to all of the newcomers. Hello to all of the oldies. And I'm okay. I'm good. I'm just leaving church.
All right. Well, we know that you're an expert when it comes to church. So we're just glad that you got here to join us for a few minutes today. And if any questions come to mind, we'll be back around. Okay. So we have another person who I'm not positive who this is. Area code 928, 928. Okay. All right. So, we're going to go ahead and back around to the beginning. But we're going to go in a slightly different order than we started. So, I'm going back to Agent B1. B1, do you have any question at all?
Not at this time. I'm trying to immerse myself in the protocol, so I have a question. Well, I do have a question. How long will we stay on each particular protocol? Is that like for a coaching session, or how is that?
No. Did you print the FAQs?
Yes.
Pull them out. All right. We stay on the basic protocol for a month. When we get ready to make the second order, we have a call with me, and we talk about your symptoms, and then we decide together if you're going to get the Morgellons extension or the Lyme extension. And then on, it depends on how long it takes to get well.
Okay. So my question is, when it says WPS, how many drops do we start off with? Is that just one?
Okay. When it says WPS, you should have been on the extension protocol for a minimum of 7 days and have a conference with me on how you've reacted to the extension protocol prior to ever starting your WPS. And when you start, and don't woo me, you call me. That's why I knew to call you the last 2 days and I couldn't find you. But I promise I'll leave the hockey stick in the garage, but you stay on the call at the end, okay? Because I don't know how I know things sometimes, but I knew that you needed the phone call. Got it?
Yes, got it.
Okay. All right, you're not the first one to do that, but we better slow this down so you don't get scared by what happens because your body's not prepared.
Yeah, I got a little fear there.
Oh, yeah, gee, how did I know? Listen, I made every mistake in the book trying to figure this all out. That's why it took 4 years. So that's why when I say at certain times I really need to talk to people, I'm not kidding you. I need to be there to help you to the next place. All righty. You stay here, young lady. Mickey, can you follow that one up?
Okay. yep, I did the same thing. So welcome to the little club. And I'm going slow and steady now and feeling great. Mel was an amazing help. So you're in good hands.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that, Mickey. That's really sweet of you. All righty. You know, we all make similar mistakes. But again, that's why I ask you at certain times to contact me. I'm not trying to take your money, guys. I'm trying to make sure you don't hurt yourselves. All right. My buddy Donald. Donald, come in, Donald. Oh, wait, Donald, one second. Did I ever put you with Ellen of Troy?
No, I don't think you did.
Well, yeah, you would know if I did. So you sent me an email today to put you with Ellen of Troy. Because
okay,
she lives near you, buddy, and she'd be glad to help you. Because I'll tell her you're a guarantee.
Sounds good.
All right, so send me that email. You got any questions right now? Come on, come up with a good one.
I was just wondering, has anybody tried cryotherapy to get knock these guys down?
Now, is that like freezing yourself?
Yes, it is.
Hi, baby.
Yep, that's freezing.
All right, so I got the answer, believe it or not. I mean, I know that sounds really fun. All right, when I was really sick, I had some friends, and I had asked them if they would roll me on a gurney into one of the big hotel's meat freezer. Mm. Now, John kept screaming over the speaker to all my friends not to do this. So I have always felt that the disease cannot exist in the cool, cold weather, and that those are better options for people to live, especially if they do have toxic disease. And I understand that many people can't do that. I just keep telling people because the numbers bear out my thinking. You know, that's got to cost you, I don't know, if I don't know how much something like that would cost. Okay, so I don't know that anyone who's ever suffered from our disease was willing to go for the $50,000 or $100,000 that it might take. But if you have the money and want to experiment, do me a favor. Just make me the benefactor in your will you?
Well, you know, a lot of these health clubs, these health clubs are running specials. It's $130 for three sessions inside that nice.
Hey, buddy, you want to get frozen? I don't know about it. You know, everybody has a great idea, okay, but I don't know that it's going to work. I think you ought to email John on that one, see what he would think, but I want a copy of the email because I want to see what he says. He wouldn't let them roll me in the freezer in the biggest hotel in this town. And we would have pulled it off because they were going to dress up as policemen. I mean, I had this whole plan in my head. I was going to freeze them out, but John said no, 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 no. So please send him an email and send me a copy on that one, will you?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
All right, those who are laughing, I don't blame you. Donna, Sneakers, you got anything to say on all of this?
No, Mel, not right now.
Okay, but I think, Donna, I'll add a little sidebar here. I think if you wanted to do that, your husband would look at you funny again.
What's it say?
Yeah, she's laughing on the truth, girl.
Yeah, he has looked at me funny a few times, but now that he sees I'm getting better, he's just as optimistic as I am.
Well, that's what I've told so many people. The absolute best thing you can do is not argue the point, is to get better. And boy, when they see the difference, they actually understand something was wrong. And now if they ever got sick, they're going to come to you and ask you what to do because they saw you get better. So, good for you, Donna. You know how happy so many of us are for you.
Well, that's
all right. Anna, come on in, Anna.
Yes, hi everybody. I really don't have any more questions. I just wanted to let people know that I just got this Healing Power of Essential Oils book that Marie had posted the other day, and it's just really, really informative, and it's amazing the benefits of these essential oils for so many ailments. So I highly recommend the use of these oils. And I've been using them lately, too. And it's just the smell makes me relaxed. And it's just, I'm glad that I started using them. So I just want to let people know that.
That's great information, sweetie. That is great information. And I know what you mean about the smell. It's just really so relaxing, soothing. Anyhow,
lemon and orange are really good.
Well, now you know what I'm going to ask Kathy for when I talk to her. I don't have those guys. All right, let's see here now. Where are we? Another brother. Come on in, Neil.
You coming inside, Ma, or are you going to sit there?
Hello. Hi, everyone. I don't, actually, I was just wondering, you mentioned weight loss, and I seem to have lost about 30 pounds. You know, I mean, I'm on a strict diet. And I was just wondering, you know, is there?
Well, let me ask you this: how tall are you?
5'9".
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
About 155. Yeah.
Man, are you kidding me? Now you're in the middleweight class. You should be in good shape.
I do. I feel okay. I just feel.
No. That I think that's a positive adjustment.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm 6 foot, 1 inch, and I'm trying to keep between 205 and 198, 197. Okay, but I'm big because I played pro athlete for a long time, and when I got my hip replacement before my tragic last car accident, I bought a Bowflex, okay, and man, I was so buff in the summer of 13, when I was surfing all the time up at the lake behind a motorboat with a tow line, and working on the Bowflex with the trainer that I had in the clinic for both my hip replacement and my shoulder surgery, who lived in the same apartment complex, who I would cook for and give herbs to and stuff. So, you know, then I was like 187, 188. Man, I was just unbelievable. I got back down to like a 33, 34 waist. So I'm hoping that'll happen for me again through the walking of the trails. Because, you know, I'll just go ahead and take my camera and a bottle of frozen water, and I'll start experimenting, because that's why I moved to where I moved. And again, it was a gift from God that I found this place. I mean, everything that went wrong before was because that's not where he felt I needed to be. And to be able to go ahead and purchase a used car and find a new home, and that combination is less money than I'm going to pay if I stay here and take a rent hike, that's absolutely a blessing from God. And the fact that it happened within 24 hours is amazing. So, hey, I don't know how I got off on this tantrum.
Well, I hope you post pictures.
The what?
I hope you post pictures of your trail experiences.
Oh, I'll post plenty of pictures. I've been taking pictures while you're here. Okay, I've got to let Chrissy talk for a minute. I got someone calling I need to talk to.
Okay.
Hi there. Can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Can hear you.
Yeah. Hi. Hi. I wanted to say first to Anna, I'm very sensitive to caffeine, and I get a headache even with a little bit of green tea. So it helps with hormones. So what I found is just by taking a green tea tablet, then even though there might be a small amount of caffeine, then I don't get a headache with it and there's no problem and I get all the benefits. And I also wanted to say, with the essential oils, people with animals, to be careful, because specifically, particularly with cats, the oils can be toxic. So just be careful using them around cats. And also, my dog absolutely detests the smell of the citronella. It's so offensive to her. She was really not happy, and it was too strong. And I think with her, her nose can smell maybe 300 times more than ours. So she was like, take that smell away. So maybe be careful around the dogs as well, because they might not be too happy.
Okay.
And another thing I wanted to say, not to Anna, but just like generally, was last week I lost connection and we were talking, someone mentioned xylitol, and a lot of people with this illness use xylitol as well as stevia, that it's from a plant, and it doesn't raise blood sugar, and most people with this illness, they can tolerate it. I'm not so good with it. For some reason, it makes my candida worse, so possibly people with systemic candida, the xylitol might not be ideal. But for other people, or it's even worth trying. I remember a few months ago we had a call and John B. suggested, he said, you know, just maybe use it in moderation and just see how you go. But definitely xylitol can often be a useful sweetener for people in our community alongside the stevia. As long as, again, just like the stevia, that you don't have it with any extras like maltodextrin and things like that. And I'll finish off with a joke.
Yeah,
I had a conversation. I told you this, Mel. I had a conversation with Cheryl. Was it last week or the week before? And I said to her, Cheryl, there's something Mel says every week, and I can't remember what it is, but he reminds me of Elvis every time he says it. And she said, I know what it is. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And every time it reminds me of Elvis. Sorry, Mel, I can't help it.
That's all right. Funny. Let me just talk about xylitol for a second. This question was raised, you know, a couple of weeks ago or a week ago, and then there was a thread created. And then John B. came into that thread, and you have to read what he said, okay, because he still thinks that stevia is a much better option. So you need to all take a peek. Let me go see if I can't find the name of that thread real quick. Because I insisted that John be the one who answer, being a biochemist and all. Let's see. Well, you know, right this moment, I don't exactly remember what thread it's in. So if anybody knows where that is, where, please, while we're on the call, somebody, Donna, you're so quick, find the thread and come back in, please. All right. Thanks, Chrissy, but I want to make sure we have total clarity. Okay, we got a hand up. Anna, she found it. Go ahead, Anna.
Hi, Mel. I remember that thread, and John had said something about, since it is considered a sugar alcohol, that we should avoid it because we can react to that alcohol. And also, I've done research on it before, too, and they say that it could potentially convert to sugar when you digest it. So it may not have sugar grams while you're eating it. Somewhere in, you know, in the digestion process, it converts it to sugar. So it's probably not.
We're going to have
and have Sneakers find it before we end this call today so that we can announce it so everyone can read exactly what he thought. Because I think that's, you know, I don't want to do hearsay because I don't want to be wrong and I don't want anyone to be hurt. So let's, Donna, I'm sure, is looking. I'm sure Karen's looking for me as well. All right, so we're going to go ahead down to Catherine of the Desert. Catherine, come in.
No, I don't have anything else right now. Thank you.
All right, Catherine, is it true that in previous lifetime you were a Persian princess?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine of the Desert. Joyce.
Why do you say that? After,
Joyce, I hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Mel, are you talking to me?
You're the only one whose name I know is Joyce.
Well, that's a good thing because I know you've called me other names on occasion, but that's okay.
All right, you see now, this is a positive PG-rated show.
Oh, well, hey, that takes all the fun out of it, Mel.
All right, we're going to move right along to Miss Karen. Come in, Miss Karen.
I was thinking you may have forgotten about me. Okay, so.
Thing, I could never forget about you, okay? That would be very.
Too much of that.
All right.
Okay, so I think it was Donald who was asking about the, and I hope I pronounced this correctly, cryogenics or cryogenics, the freezing stuff. Well, I was just talking to Donna yesterday about this because, you know, we've all heard about it and there's been shows about it, and I thought it was like just real sci-fi stuff. But I got a Groupon, you know, if you have done Groupon, they sent this Groupon thing about a special to get cryogenic sessions because I'm all over that. I started looking at it, and apparently there's places out there now that are starting to pop up where they do it for people with sports injuries, or they do it to maybe build capacity, or they do it for general health, or to work on weight issues, or to eliminate lines and wrinkles in your face. So they have different targeted areas they advertise, and then you buy packages of sessions. Well, I was thinking since mine is pretty much it can also work on blemishes, it can work on eliminating those. So I was thinking, wow, since I've got this pretty much limited to a pretty small area, maybe I'll check into that. So I looked at it, and it looks interesting. I mean, I don't know, and I know that Mel would want to check it out with John and everything, but I was just shocked that these things where they'll blast this really cold, like, for example, it's under your face. They have what I looked at on the site, they have like a little wand that the person, you know, blasted on your face, for example, in certain targeted areas. They know how to work it, and I think there's, like, tanks you get down into for, like, bigger parts of the body, but I do wonder, especially since, you know, Mel talked a lot about the difference in where people live, about the cold, and about how these things hate cold and cold water helps our hair. I'm kind of interested to find out if that might not be a good something to check out. I mean, you know.
All right. Well, thank you as I mute you, dear. This reminds me of a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger where he goes to this place where they give him these trips, but it's all injected into his mind. So, I mean, again, let's let John and the research department of this website do some research before the carrot looks golden on the other side. Thank you, Karen. All right. Leslie, come in, Leslie.
Hello, everybody. I don't have any questions.
And nothing to say at the moment?
No, I have nothing to say at the moment.
All righty. All right, we're going to give another chance to area code 928. 928, would you like to say something? Hello? First name? Question?
Hello?
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 Okay, I guess that's it for now. You are very welcome here, hello, hello. And that's how I will identify you in the future until you're ready to hello, hello. All right, moving right along, a late addition to the call. And I called 12 minutes before the show, and I said, Wake up, Sleeping Beauty. Come in, area code 415. Well, maybe she fell back asleep. She did join us.
Oops, I muted myself.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, thanks. Morning.
Did you see that I gave you a wake-up call?
I know. I thought that was very nice of you.
Well, I was hoping, you know, that you'd join us today for the show. So I figured that, you know, after the week that you had, how rough it was, you might need a little assistance. So I, hence, 12 minutes before the show, come in, Sleeping Beauty. But you didn't come in.
Yeah, it's been a tough week, but
I know. How you doing today?
Doing good. I went for a walk, and I think that helped me feel better.
Okay, well, that's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that you did that, and if you're able to do that, that's probably the best you've felt all this week.
Exactly.
Okay, how's your husband?
How's my husband?
Don't ask.
He said, don't ask.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. I still want to talk to you, sir.
Want to talk to you, sir.
Okay.
He says, okay.
All righty. Now, I'm glad you're here, Kath. I'm really glad you're here.
Same here.
All right, let's invite in, okay? Let's invite in the treasurer, dear friend, 95% clubber, Miss Deanna, the first of the four angels.
Hi, Mel. Thank you. Hi, everybody. Happy Saturday. Happy long weekend. Sorry, I just got here, so I don't know what the subject has been.
Well, it's a BYOQ, and
okay.
If you don't have a question, then people have been making a little statement.
Okay.
And some of the statements have been from people who are also at that, you know, 90% club. The latest one to join us in the 90% club is Donna, who I call AKA Sneakers.
Sneakers.
Because she was absolutely trying to beat Eleanor Troy's record. And she really came to the conclusion, Deanna, that it wasn't so much beating the record, it was just getting better.
Right, exactly.
That when she came to that conclusion, that it actually accelerated the process.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense, and it's so true. You know, and I was one with just all the issues that I've had. My process has been a little bit slower than others, and there was a time, too, and Mel knows I was so caught up in, you know, worrying that I wasn't going to get well that it was definitely holding me back. And I kept going, I would be 95%, then I would be 90%, then I would be 80%, then I would be... But I've been holding at the 95% for quite a while now, and like I said, I had a laundry list of issues when I got here, so I am so grateful. And for anybody, you know, that's newer to the protocol, just know that it works, the sum of the parts works. Mel's incredible guidance is spot on, even though we don't always like to hear it. Or at least I don't always like to hear it. But just definitely stay the course and, you know, try to connect here because that's the best thing. I mean, the biggest issue with fear is fear of the unknown. But this is where we hear the answers. We learn the science. We understand why these things are happening to us. And we understand that it's really not that difficult to repair. It just takes time. We didn't get sick overnight, and we're not going to get well overnight. So But we will. I mean, I'm living proof. I have talked to and witnessed and met so many other people through this community that are also living proof. And I'm glad that everybody's here. I'm glad to be here today. I'm happy for a 3-day weekend. And hopefully to spend a little bit of time with family and friends at some point this weekend, but also catching up on lots of housework, household chores today. So,
is it true what I heard, though, after our last conversation?
What's that?
That you gave up riding the Broncos this weekend in the rodeo?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to pass on that for this weekend. I know you think I do too much, Mel, but I would never do that. Don't you? You don't have to worry about that one. Oh, and I also have to make a few liquid chill rollers. I think I have two that I need to get mailed out yet. So I've got that on my laundry list, too.
Now that you mentioned it, okay,
uh-huh.
And without giving me a coronary, you're going to do a show sometime in September, later this month, on the chill. Is that correct?
Correct.
And if anybody wanted to contact you before the show, would you mind giving out the email address so they may contact you, or a contact phone number that you prefer, whatever, or both, to our audience and those in the future?
Sure. And you can read about the liquid chill in the thread. Help me out, Mel. The thrill
is gone, but
the liquid chill is here to stay. That was Mel actually came up with that one, which was a great name for that thread. But you can read more details about it if you're interested. And then if you want to contact me direct, my email is dhollylovesoils@gmail.com. So it's dhollylovesoils@gmail.com.
All right, Deanna.
In fact, I talked to a cranky friend this morning, and I told her, you need to hang up and go put your liquid chill on and call me later. So we'll see if she follows my suggestion, but she had been traveling for work, and she was really tired and really cranky. So it does do amazing things, but...
Everyone who applies it with that has said that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have one of those yet. So what
I
had to do...
I gotta get you one.
I mixed some oils together that I love, and I put them in a spray bottle, and I diluted it with a drop of coconut oil and then water, and I spray it on the back of my neck, and I find that really is... It works. It's really relaxing. So I'm looking forward to see, you know, if I can enhance the feeling when my chill arrives. I know is everyone who's got one, who's written it, everything is, it's like 5 stars from every single year.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I was equally as amazed when I discovered it. You should send me your new address, and I'll get one sent out to you as well. In fact, I'll make one.
Well, I won't be moving in there until the 14th. So if you think it's going to be in the next 13 days, we could send it here.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, you can always send it to our P.O. box.
Okay.
Either way. And if you want the new address, I'd be glad to give it to you.
No, that's fine. You can just send me the current one. I don't think I don't have your address, so.
All right.
Send me that, and I'll get out to you. All right. Thank you. Thanks for letting me check in. And
I wanted you to check in, so I'm thanking you for coming.
Oh, you're very welcome. It is always a pleasure, you guys. This place saved my life. This used to be the only highlight of my week were these phone calls, and so I know where everybody is. And I also, I say it every time I'm on the call, but I know you don't hear my voice very often, but I hear all of your voices because I never miss listening to a recorded conference call. So I'm really proud of the new group of people you have going, you know, you have here too. Like, you have a great community going on, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the desire of the new people to become a community member much quicker than in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
That only lends for them, and that's only going to make
the
trip easier and almost guarantee if they can stick it out, you know, and be brave, and, you know, be patient.
Right.
Get better. But having friends, people to talk to and listen to and get to know, and they go through the same thing, and it's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back, well, every single time I ask you to, even if it's for a few minutes, it's just for everyone to hear that voice over and over again is just reaffirmation that there's life after Morgellons.
Mm-hmm. Definitely is. And you know what? It is better than life ever was before. I have just a whole new appreciation for life in general. I have a whole new level of peace and serenity about me. I have a whole new level of my relationship with Christ. And I had those things before, but nowhere near where I have them today. And, you know, if this is what it took for God to get me to where I am today, boy, this is a tough one to say, but I would do it again because I want to be who and where I am today versus who and where I was before Morgellons. So that's a bold statement. I even have tears in my eyes saying it because I can't believe I'm saying it, but it's the truth. And I know you know that, Mel.
You know why? Because you've heard Monica say that.
Mm-hmm.
You heard Ellen say that.
Mm-hmm.
You heard Mary, who won't give up a glass of wine on the weekend. Laughing again, laughing on the truth. I mean, and when we feel it, okay,
mm-hmm.
we cry. Do you know that I was told that the best conference call I ever gave is in the archives, and it was the 1 year anniversary of my wellness.
Mm-hmm.
I was told. Never, ever did I sound as excited at that
mm-hmm.
anniversary year call.
I bet.
Oh, I mean, I get it, Deanna.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Get it. Thank you very much for coming today. We're so glad you joined us. We're going to give that number 928 another chance because they hung up and called back in. Maybe they weren't happy with their connection. 928, would you like to say more than hello?
Hello, Ellie. How you doing? Hello.
All right. So we did have a little issue with the phone. Hi, Ellie. Oh, boy. You know what this means, don't you? Is this 2 weeks in a row or 3 weeks in a row?
3 weeks.
Oh, boy. That's a very good sign for you, young lady. You might not understand it, but a lot of people who are here longer than you do. Welcome, Ellie. Do you have any questions or anything you'd like to say?
No, I'm just pleased to hear the issue of xylitol addressed again today because I'm the one who has used it with success. But I actually make a solution with water and flush my sinuses with it, and it really helps. You can swab your eye.
Hey,
it really, really helps.
Did you create a thread about it?
No, I didn't. I'm having a hard time getting my
reading
subscription, you know, that getting the site to work for me. So I'll have to talk to you about that some other time.
Okay, well, you know how to get a hold of me. You can send me a phone number, Ellie, and I'll call you.
Sure. Well, I missed your call last week because I was just busy and leaving, and then I had a busy week. But that's good, I suppose. I feel well. And I'm active. And so.
Okay, well, send me another email, honey, because you're in a book somewhere, and that page is buried, and I'm not sure when I'm going to have an answer. Okay, good. So you send me an email.
Okay, thank you.
I'll try to get a hold of you early.
Okay, good luck with your move.
You'll talk to me way before the move. All righty.
All right, thank you. All right, thanks.
You're welcome. We're glad that you're here and that you've come back for 3 weeks in a row. That's a wonderful sign. All right, I believe Donna Shine found the thread. Come in, Donna. Sneakers. I don't know why I call you Dinah Shines. Just mixes everyone up, including me. Donna Sneakers.
I did find something. It's back from 17, and it was in John's response to Chrissy about xylitol, but I think it's what you needed. The thread is called Warning, Re-Xylitol if you have candida issues. And he speaks on, you know, xylitol versus stevia. So I think that's kind of what you're looking for.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm looking for. It's in the form on what page, one or two?
Oh, I didn't go through the form. I did the search engine and did xylitol. And
okay,
it's called
question on John B., monk fruit sweetener. All right. What do we got here? I think this is the thread, too. This thread was started by Anna. Okay, and I don't know exactly. They're talking about monk fruit sweetener. And then Renan, I don't think... Oh, no, here it is. Not really. Renovant
conference muted.
I don't know which thread this is in. I'm reading what I thought it was, and I'm not sure. So if you know the name of the thread, say it again, young lady. Come in, Donna. Oh, everybody is muted. I wonder how that happened. Don't know how that happened, Donna. Do you know the name of that thread?
The one I'm talking about is called Warning, in reference to xylitol if you have candida issues. It's back in 17, but it does explain what John's, you know, thought on xylitol versus stevia is.
Okay, so give me the date, and I'll bring the post forward.
The date is 6/24 of 17.
Cut and paste it for me and send it to approvals.
Okay, will do.
Okay, and then I'll thank you in the morning. It'll have John B.'s signature, and it'll be specifically on that. Use the same title. We'll just, you know, bring it right to the top by doing it that way.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Donna. Jim.
You're welcome.
All right, so now we've gone around the room twice, and before we leave people, well, we start having people fall off because we run too long. We do what we do before we come to the end of every show. If somebody has a question or a statement that they would like to make before we sign off today, please hit star 5 now, and we'll get to you in the order that you hit star 5. Uh-huh. Well, I could have counted on this. Come in, Chrissy.
Hi there. I just wanted to say, wow, it was so great to have Diana on today. And, you know, you sound so vibrant, so well, and that was so inspirational. It was just a joy, actually, to listen to how well you are, and absolutely lovely to hear. And I think so important as well for other people that are really struggling with this to hear how at one point, you know, you were really struggling too and that you're at the stage that you're at now. So thanks for that, Diana. That was lovely. And also, Joyce, it's good to get oldies back like we, Joyce. So it's nice to hear you here on here as well, Joyce.
Hey, it's great to hear you guys. I really missed y'all. But Mommy Dearest has kept me pretty tied up, so here we are.
All right. Does anybody else have anything that they'd like to say before we wrap up the show today?
No, it's Deanna, and I want to thank Chrissy. That was very kind of you, Chrissy, to say, and I remember that feeling of hearing people, you know, who had gotten their lives back and how heartwarming that is. So yes, you know, it's definitely, it's achievable and it's happening here. And then I have to also say hello to Joyce. It's like Joyce and I, we're babies together in this, right, Joyce?
Oh, yeah.
We go way back. So it's very, very nice to hear your voice. Thank you, Mel.
Great to be here.
No, thank you, Deanna. But, you know me a long time, Deanna. And all I ever ask from those that get well is to pay it forward a little bit by showing those who are new how possible it really is.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. But they all feel that way, Deanna. Chrissy is just, she expresses it without hold. She's in a way like I am. If she thinks it, out it comes of her mouth. All right. Leslie.
Hi.
Right.
I just want to say it is so awesome to hear a voice from the past that I've never spoken to, but I've heard you on almost all of the conference calls that I listened to for 2017 and 2016. Hello, Joyce.
Hey, hi.
It feels like I know you because I've heard your voice on the older conference calls. So I just wanted to say hi, that's all.
Well, I'm so glad you did, and I'm so glad that, hey, we are all in this together, and I think we have got a beautiful team, and as a result, nobody is going to beat us. We're the winners, and we'll get there. No quitters on this team, never, ever. Had to throw that in.
All righty. Thank you all so much for these nice, positive, pleasant thoughts. Anybody else have anything to add? Now, this is the first time that my heartthrob doesn't have something to say, so I don't believe it. Would you like to say something in closing, dear?
Well, after I got muted on my whole chirogenics thing.
Well, I don't want anybody freezing themselves until we find out if it's okay.
Mute. Okay, man. I just hope everybody has a good week.
Okay. Anybody else got a question or a statement they want to make before we wrap this one up? Okie dokie. Now, we'll all be here tomorrow for prayer. Prayer is not mandatory, but you're all welcome to join us. It's at 11 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock Mountain, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. We will be back next Saturday with another coffee tea with me, and we'll either squeeze in a visit from Kathy if we can, or we'll just do another BYOQ because every week there are always someone new. I mean, it just does not stop happening. And now that we're getting into September, I think that we're going to have another growth spurt of sorts. So, see you all tomorrow, or we'll see you next Saturday, and we'll announce during the week what it's going to be. And remember, if you came late or you missed any part of the call, or there's information from this call you're going to want, it'll be up and available next Wednesday in next Wednesday or Thursday's announcement of next Saturday's call. Thank you all for coming. Thanks for all the questions. Thanks again, Deanna. God bless you all. Have a safe weekend, and we'll see some of you tomorrow. Bye now.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.